Welcome, college basketball fans, to the Full Court Press Podcast with LT and Sammy D. This is the podcast that brings you legendary stories from college basketball's golden era and dives in deep with the current analysis of today's game. Get ready for the most energetic and entertaining college basketball podcast around. Let's get it.
Hello and welcome to another Full Court Press Podcast, a college basketball experience. We are in unfamiliar territory as we are here live in the flesh at the Final Four in lovely Glendale, Arizona, at probably the largest place I've ever will ever podcast in potentially.
I'm not sure we've ever been in bigger places than this. It's pretty exciting. What's your first thoughts on Glendale?
Look, like you see, like
it's pretty wild, man.
See, like we can touch the table, we can touch the chair.
This isn't our home office where you guys usually see us.
No. This is the State Farm Arena. What are my impressions? I still can't believe we're here. I met one of my childhood idols, Charles Barkley.
Ooh, you got to pick with Chuck.
Yeah, you were pretty. You were kind of negative about my trying to get pitchers, and I got one with Shaq, and then I guilted you into getting one with Shaq. Well, what did you say to him?
I called Shaq out. I said, Neon Badeau, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
He's Neon Badeau to me. Yes. He always will be.
Yeah, blue chips,
man.
So just kind of a quick general overview. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. If you love the podcast, if you like the podcast, we got another 5-star rating, which we appreciate. We got some more subscribers. We love hearing from the fans. I don't appreciate negative comments saying...
LT got some negative comments.
For a DJ Burns post, whatever.
Yeah, we got some good news this morning, though, that we've reached over 1 million people in the past 30 days.
Yeah, just an Instagram.
How cool is that, man?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And this is
so
all
you're going to get some negative reviews if you had a million people.
I don't care, man. I get negative reviews in my house all the time. What do I care? So we saw two games, North Carolina State, Purdue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will tell you my initial reaction to Purdue is Zach Edey is a large Canadian man.
He's tough to stop, man. It's like we watch, and we were talking about this during the game, where it's, we watch him play, and it seems like the opponents have a really good game plan coming out, but he just keeps pounding, and the opposing team gets tired.
Yeah.
Like we saw yesterday against NC State, right? Mm-hmm. Like, DJ Burns, incredible player, so much respect for that guy. But, Keats was rotating the big men, right?
And
trying to keep a fresh body on Edey.
Yep.
And, you just saw how exhausted they were.
But you remember what I told you? What was happening is they were face him in the front, and then they would send another guy to help guard him when he got the ball. But
it's
the problem is he missed.
Defense,
but he would miss. And then the weak or the
a lot of weak side rebounds.
Weak side rebounds, easy putbacks. So, not surprised. I mean, Purdue... I mean, he is so large. I think the key to stopping Purdue tomorrow night is Klingon has to not let Edey set his feet down low. Yeah. They got to start guard him at half court or on top of the key or 3-point line and not let him get position. Because he is, you know what it reminded me of? And we said this, we were joking. It's like me playing Nerf basketball at home with my two boys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, unless they don't, if your Sammy and Jack take you out from the knees.
I got some pretty big knees. Pretty big knees.
It's all good.
So were you surprised Purdue kind of? I mean, it was a close game. It was they cut it down.
I wasn't surprised. Yeah. You and I both kind of made our picks before the game. We both said we were picking Purdue. I think I think most of the country wanted NC State to keep that Cinderella story going. Mm-hmm. Zach Edey outside of Purdue has kind of become the villain of this Final Four or this whole NCAA tournament, it feels like. Mm-hmm. But he's so good, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't surprise me. It surprised me how I didn't think the rest of the team played very well. The first 10 minutes of the game, Braden Smith had three turnovers the first 4 or 5 minutes. You can't start that way against UConn tomorrow.
No. I think also, too, you can shoot around and practice here, but once you're playing an actual game and you've got the noise, I mean, the noise was deafening. Mm-hmm. I have never heard, we're, on the media row, we're on the floor. I mean, I told one of my brother-in-laws that this experience is behind my three kids being born and my wedding. Mm-hmm. Your wedding's up there, too.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, but I mean my own wedding and the three births of my two weddings, actually, because as you know, I got married twice, the same person. But yeah, I'm not surprised Purdue. I mean, I think if they move the ball, I think all these four teams that played yesterday moved the ball really well. I think for Purdue is you pass the ball down low. There's nothing there. They pass out the open shots, and they were hitting the open shots.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the name of the game for Purdue is, you know, you pound Edie till the opposing team thinks that they have a solution, and then the other guys step up. And like you said, I mean, Lance Jones is – I don't think Purdue makes it this far with just Edie. I think somebody like Lance Jones transferring from SIU, like the role player he's turned into being, like – along with that kind of veteran leadership, like he makes big plays at the right, like he's so mature on the court. And to me, he is one of those difference makers, you know, outside of Edie. And, you know, then you do have Braden Smith who, you know, when he's on, like he's fast, he's quick, like he finds the right play. Him and Edie, like when you see Edie moving through the paint, like he's Edie sets like this intentional yet unintentional, like moving pick. For guys who kind of move through the paint and like
that's hockey right there.
Yeah, it is his hockey. Yeah, it is hockey. You know, so it's like, I mean, it's Purdue's good. They belong here. Yep. You know, that's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely. You know what's amazing is they travel. They have the most people. We saw Drew Brees. He said hi to us or hi to you. You waved. But I think the funny thing, 44 years, 1980. I mean, I'm 48. 44 years was the last time they played in the Final Four. And what was it, 1960-something?
In the 60s, they won
60s,
it.
Yeah, 60s, they actually won it. Yeah. So,
I mean, Purdue, from the moment I got off my flight, it was all Purdue fans here. Like, they showed up.
Yeah.
And, like,
think about that. They are, 44
for sure,
years.
Yeah, they're the loudest fans out of the four teams who were here yesterday. They're having the most fun while they're here. Like it's.
I know someone was having a lot of fun in the student section for Purdue.
I had a great time in the student section.
Yeah, you did.
You know, it was.
No, I was talking about the girl talking to the usher.
Yeah,
that was comical.
Yeah, no, I visited the student section. Got some nice footage there. And,
yeah, Purdue was good. North Carolina State.
They're having
Alabama
fun.
Was good too.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the UConn-Alabama game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the game, the matchup I was kind of most excited about, just because of the styles of play. Mm-hmm. And Connecticut's good.
Yeah, man, they're one of the most dominant teams I can think of right now. And, you know, we talk a lot about, like, Dan Hurley, like, his swagger. Like, I mean, he's on top of the world, man.
Yep.
And, like, he knows it.
Yep.
And he has mastered that marriage of like confidence and swagger without getting arrogant. Mm-hmm. Right. And like that rubs off on his players. Like they play with so much confidence and you know, like it was a close game for a long time. And I think that there was several lead changes, but then, you know, they came out and they won by 14.
Yep.
It's like, it seems like Hurley and Klingham and Newton and Spencer, like they just have an answer for everything.
Yes.
Like once, like Nate Oates is like one of the best coaches in the country and he's proven that. Very philosophical, very strategic. Like once Hurley and those guys like figured out how they were playing them, they just made a couple quick adjustments and they'd go on these 7-8 point runs and you just can't come back from that.
Yeah. Yeah, I really was impressed with Stephen Castle, the freshman.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. Mm-hmm. Braden Smith is going to have his hands full with Purdue. You know, Klingon is just phenomenal. Newton, I mean, I have become, and I mean, I know we've talked in the podcast, I don't watch a lot of Big East because DePaul's been down.
Sure.
And they only got three teams in the tournament. Three. And they won it last year as a conference.
And shout out to Coach Hurley, because I mean we've seen three or four of his press conferences here. There hasn't been one press conference where he hasn't mentioned how the Big East has prepared them.
Yes.
You know, he is just an incredible advocate for the Big East culture.
I think a lot of coaches are very big advocates for their own individual conferences to a certain extent.
Yeah, but you don't hear it like Hurley does. You know, Hurley's like, you know, like these aren't our hardest games of the year. Our hardest games were in Big East, you know, and he basically, he compared, we'll have to check the quotes, but he compared Alabama to a combination of three Big East teams.
Who was it? Do you remember? I think it was Marquette.
It was Marquette, Xavier.
It wasn't DePaul. Yeah, he did do Xavier.
It was Marquette, Xavier, and maybe like Seton Hall
or something like
that.
Yeah.
But it was like, I mean, he's such a great advocate for the Big East and, they are a very good team.
you love their swagger too. I mean, they're all business. Danny Hurley walks in and it's like he just doesn't care. I guess you're saying like someone was saying that he listens to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you know, it's been out there in the popular press, you know, the past year or so and stuff. And it's like, I mean, he's off the bus, headphones on, backwards hat, like, you know, just singing songs, bobbing his head, like chest puffed out. Like he knows they belong here. He knows that this is a business trip for them. And, you know, it's like, I mean, he's the best coach in the country.
Yes. It's, by far.
I mean, everything about him just speaks excellence. You know, seeing him in the locker room, seeing him in the press conference, seeing him on the court at practice, like it's you would think like these pregame drills that they're doing with like the baseball gloves and like the around the world with the ball. It's like you hear like high school players and like middle school players like complaining about those drills. Mm-hmm. And yet here's the number one team in the country with the best coach in the country. They're doing it.
Yeah. But look, where do you think he learned that from? His dad, maybe?
For sure.
His dad's a legend. One of the greatest high school coaches of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously learned that. Now, here's my thing. Someone said he's creating a dynasty. The problem is if you look at his team, you got a lot of guys that are going to go to the league or graduate.
Well, same thing happened last year.
Yeah.
And he's back. And so I think he is – we've interviewed a couple coaches this year that I think are going to be top five, top ten coaches in the next couple of years because they're figuring out NIL. They're figuring out transfer portal. And I think Hurley's the first one to master it. Right, like he is.
You're high on Kamani Young, who's his assistant.
Kamani Young's his associate coach, and I think he belongs in a Power Six school as a head coach. And you know, it's so I think Hurley's the first one to figure out what this new shift in men's college basketball is. Like his quote a couple days ago, like somebody asked him in the press conference about what he thought of NIL. He's like, I'm fine. He's like, but my players understand that with the resources they have available financially and everything else now, I'm going to push them that much harder.
Right.
And don't come here if you don't want to be pushed hard just because you're getting paid to do X, Y, Z. Right. And so I think he's figuring out what that balance is. And we're seeing that a lot of historically great coaches are still figuring that process out.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you picking?
Ooh, it's a tough one. I do think that it's going to be a close game the first 15 minutes or the first 35 minutes. The last 5 minutes, I think UConn's going to pull away.
You really think so?
Yep. Yeah. I think that if anybody has an answer for Zach Edey, it's Dan Hurley. And I think that they're going to play him differently than Purdue's seen all year. And I think UConn's, you know, they've been here. They know what to expect. Like, we're hearing how loud Purdue is here.
Oh my God.
And I think UConn wants to be that kind of underdog, like kind of puff their chest out being like, hey, cheer against us all you want. You know, like we're here and we belong here.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm going to go with UConn too. I think it's going to be a close matchup. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a single digit swing. I think it's going to be like maybe 2, 3, 4 points. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Now it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, both teams have high octane offenses.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that Connecticut maybe wins on the bench, having a little bit stronger bench, but it's going to come down to free throws, rebounds, the intangibles, and, you know, UConn's been here, done that. So that could be a huge feather in their cap.
Yep.
So.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow after the game. I think we might do some
Tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do some tomorrow after the game. We'll have it.
Check out our Instagram. We're going to do some live Instagram on the court over the next 24, 48 hours.
Yep.
And enjoy the game.
Yep. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, especially if you're watching YouTube. Pound the subscribe button. Pass it to your friends. Comment. We love positive comment. Hey, they're telling us to be stopping here, so that's great. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And like everything, we'll be back next time on the Full Court Press Podcast, a college basketball experience.
Let's get it.